Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program here. The number for you, if you want to join in the show, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
Phones are open for you. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I have Sundays off, and I've been covering the truckers, the Freedom Convoy up in Canada, as probably the majority of the discussions I've been having here on Free Talk Live over the last 2 weeks, because in my opinion it's the most important protest movement in recent years.
First thing to give me a feeling of hope.
Yeah.
Well, since March.
Long time. That's a good point.
Well, March 2020?
No, last year, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, the other one.
The time when we got raided by the federal government that March.
Hmm.
We're not quite to a year on that anniversary, but we're at 11
Before
months.
That, the church was doing a very successful fundraiser, and so I was that gave me some hope.
Yes, and then they took all of the fundraiser.
And
the hope.
Yeah. His church was doing a fundraiser.
Yes.
So, the Church of the Invisible Hand. Anyway, so I think this is a really interesting situation. It continues on. This past weekend, Bonnie and I were watching some more footage of what happened on Saturday in Ottawa, where, for listeners, you know, if you've been living under a rock, you may not be aware that for the last 2+ weeks, there have been protesters that have numbered in the many thousands, maybe over 100,000, have come through there in the last couple of weeks. I don't think they've all been there at once, but it seems like there have been tens of thousands there all at once.
I think there have definitely been tens of thousands there.
Based on the footage that we've seen, and this past weekend, it appeared to kick up again. Again, a lot of people coming off of work for the week. They've got some time to head to Ottawa, and there was a large crowd that was in the streets in front of the Parliament building. Of course, the drivers have been parked out there now for more than 2 weeks. This was their third straight weekend parked out in front of and along the blocks in front of Parliament there in Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada. There's been a lot of police activity around the outskirts. They've been targeting people over the last week that are, again, not in the center of the protest. The police have been leaving that alone, but they have been going after, like, encampments that have been on sort of the outskirts.
Predators like to go for the
stragglers.
Stragglers of the herd.
Yep, exactly. And so that's what we're seeing happen in this particular case. That is what has happened over the last week. They've begun stealing their firewood. They've begun stealing their gasoline. They've been
Now, has the gasoline theft been stopped? Because the last I heard, of course it's diesel, not gasoline, because these are 18-wheelers.
Sure.
But the last I heard, there was a court order on the police to return the fuel, and they were returning it watered.
I don't know about that. According to the Associated Press, and again, we're talking about the mainstream media here, they say that police have not been ordered to return fuel to the Ottawa protesters. The claim that police are returning the fuel they seized in response to an order from the judge. Is this just something you heard on social media, or did you see the actual order?
I did not see the order. It's something that
it doesn't make
one
sense.
Of the commentators.
Like, when have the police ever returned things they've stolen without a tremendous amount of court action and lawyers being brought in?
Yeah, well, they gave me my machete back.
True.
But that did require court action and
a lot
and
of waiting.
Lawyer.
And a lot of waiting. What was that, a year plus later on that you got the machete back?
Yeah, I was pretty quick after the acquittal.
But that was a year later.
They strung out the acquittal for a year.
So the AP says there is no court order requiring police to give back seized fuel, according to a spokes bureaucrat for the Ontario Ministry of the Attorney General. The Ottawa Police Service also say they are not returning fuel to protesters. Claims had circulated widely on social media this week that a judge ordered police in Ottawa to return fuel previously seized. The claims are false, and no such court order exists. They already said that here. So and then they just go and they get some quotes from the cops. The police are saying they are now seizing vehicles along with fuel. So they're escalating. Instead of giving back, they're now taking even more people's value from them, taking more of their property from them.
Are they seizing vehicles in Ottawa or only in Windsor?
This is the Ottawa police. In the case of the Windsor Bridge, we discussed that on Saturday night. The last we saw from the Windsor Bridge was the reports were the truckers that had been on the bridge had been persuaded to leave. And so none of the truckers were actually arrested in the case of the Windsor Bridge.
Did you guys see that Justin Trudeau tweeted that everybody needs to leave the Windsor Bridge, and he said, especially if you have children with you?
When is this?
A couple days ago.
I didn't see that tweet, but yes, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that he is threatening people. I mean, ultimately, that is what had happened at the Windsor Bridge. So after they cleared the bridge of the drivers, the people that were sitting there for the last 5 days, they cleared that bridge, but there were then a large crowd of protesters, freedom activists that had come out. Many of them had, you know, linked arms and hands and were standing there. There was a number of military veterans, Canadian military veterans that had come out and had taken the side of the protesters. And so there was this kind of this really, you know, interesting video of this standoff, what looked like, you know, because you had a line of cops and then you had a line of protesters. Of course, the cops have all their toys out. They got the snipers on the roof nearby. They had the Bearcat, at least one of them that I saw in the footage. And ultimately, they did end up making arrests on the Windsor Bridge. So they didn't arrest, from what I understand, they didn't arrest the truck drivers. They got them to leave.
Yeah, the truck drivers pulled out. That I remember.
According to CBS News, police have moved in and cleared the remaining protesters. This story came out earlier, I guess it was yesterday afternoon, near the busiest Canadian border crossing Sunday, ending the demonstration against COVID-19 restrictions that has hurt the economy of both nations, they claim. Of course, the economy was already damaged by the government's actions.
Yeah, two years of shutdowns and nonsense, they imply, was much less harmful than a couple of days of protest.
And not just nonsense, but some of the worst restrictions on the planet were in the Quebec province. Bonnie and I were reading an article about that over at VigilantCitizen.com, where they had, not only did they have a curfew, and they may still.
Well, no, they implemented it back in, I think, like, New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, and then it ended.
Oh, it did.
But
okay.
It was like a month-long thing.
Yeah, and they announced it the day before New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. That's where Viva Frey lives, and he was irate.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, of course, there were all these restaurants had stocked up on food for their huge New Year's Eve feasts, and they weren't even allowed to open.
The only place with a curfew in the world at that time.
Yeah, and so they have the curfew. They also are a province in which not only is a vaccine passport required to go out and do pretty much anything, but they made it even more restrictive than the rest of the Canadian provinces, which all had vaccine passports. Some of them are now removing those passports, and we'll talk about that coming up here in a moment, because it's pretty clearly happening because of the truckers. But in Quebec, they actually were restricting people without the vaccine passport. They could not go at all to go shopping at big box grocery stores or department stores. So Walmart had, I don't know if you saw the images of this, nobody, but they had these metal stalls, and I think they still do, metal stalls surrounded by like plexiglass at the front of the store, and customers would have to wait in the stall for a staff member to come over to scan their QR code from their passport and then allow them into the store, apparently. Very, very crazy.
Like cattle.
Just like cattle.
Cattle shoots.
Really scary looking stuff. That's just scratching the surface on what they were doing in Quebec province. But we'll get back into the story here about what happened with the arrests at the U.S.-Canadian border in Windsor, right across from Detroit, on the bridge there, the biggest bridge as far as moving product across the border into Canada. The number is 603-283-6160. And then why is the Ontario province removing their vaccine passport? We'll find out.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join the show. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we've got Ian, Nobody, and Bonnie in the studio with you tonight. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, the best source for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and then you will get some introductory videos there. And you can dig in, of course, as deep as you want into the topic of cryptocurrency, but this is a good place to get started. Over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're not brand new, though, to cryptocurrency and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those two updated every single day over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're talking about the latest. What happened? How did this Windsor Bridge occupation come to an end this weekend? I saw some of the videos, some of the images that were coming out of the what they call the Ambassador Bridge on Saturday. That's when they started to move in the armed thugs in large numbers. And they had what they did was the night before on the bridge, because you know, protesters had been there for 5 days straight. So they came in there. The police came in with flyers, and they handed out flyers that said, effective at midnight tonight, if you are on this bridge, you are subject to being arrested and potentially fined up to $100,000 with up to a year in jail. This was under the emergency, so-called state of emergency that the Ontario province had put into effect just the moments prior. And so it was that following day that they again brought in dozens of shock troops. They brought in the armored personnel carrier. They brought in the SWAT team with snipers apparently posted nearby on top of the customs building, was what one report said.
That's scary.
Yep. All to deal with some people just, you know, hanging out on a bridge. So they then threatened the drivers that were on the bridge, and because there were only so many of them, they were easily able to get them to decide to leave without getting arrested. But they were backed up by a large number of people on the ground. Just people, just regular folks, just came together, including a bunch of Canadian military veterans, stood up, made a line to line up right against the line of the cops, and according to CBS News, the police have now arrested all remaining protesters near the Canadian border crossing. Again, the Windsor Bridge, their local and national police had formed a joint command center in Ottawa where protests have paralyzed downtown, they claim, which is pretty ridiculous. I mean, if I were a business owner in downtown Ottawa, I would be celebrating. This would be the biggest, you know, money-making occasion in years to have thousands of people in the streets. You know, they're hungry. They want coffee, right? Like, you could service them.
It seems like the government has persuaded a lot of the businesses to shut down instead of taking advantage of the obvious opportunity at their doorstep.
Right. Somebody decided they were going to throw a three-week-long festival in the streets.
Yeah. Any idiot could make money in that.
Yeah, well, now, to be fair, there apparently are people that are giving food away because there was a lot of money that was raised and a lot of generous people have come down and you know, they're cooking, I guess. I don't know if it's around the clock or, you know, how often it's happening, but there are actual, like, cooking stations out there. But that doesn't mean you can't compete if you've got a nice, fancy restaurant nearby.
Some people will want to go inside.
Yeah, want to go inside, want to have
warm.
A nice meal.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have vaccine mandates for the restaurants there.
They do. They do.
Are they dropping those?
Well, we'll get into what they're going to do here in just a moment. But you bring up a good point, Nobody, and that is that there was an interview that we read with one restaurateur who, he's probably one of these obedient types, right? So he's trying to get the truckers to show him a vaccine passport. It's like, dude, just
give them some food.
Yeah, just leave them alone. Let them eat. If they're trying to come into your restaurant, why don't you just serve them? But anyway, they've got a lot of police down there, and let me give you the update here. So Windsor police said about 12 people were, and they used the term, peacefully arrested. Now,
they won't
we
call
had
the,
some peaceful kidnappings going on.
They won't call the protesters peaceful. They're just trying to steal the other side's words.
What do you mean by that?
They won't call the protesters peaceful when the protesters are peaceful.
Well, I mean, they say that they were peaceful.
But they call
arrested.
Their violence against them peaceful.
That's the point I wanted to make on this, was there is no such thing as a peaceful arrest.
Yeah.
There's an arrest where the person who's being kidnapped does not turn
Get
violent.
Get maimed.
Well, they could still maim you. I mean, you never know what kind of cop you're going to be dealing with. You could be dealing with a complete psychopath who is just looking for any excuse to smash somebody's head up against a curb. So you never know what's going to happen when you get into the clutches of these lunatics. Mm-hmm. But given that there's probably somebody with a video camera around, the police will likely be on their best behavior, but they're still kidnapping you. Like, there's no such thing as a peaceful arrest, because every single arrest of an activist who has never harmed another human being is violently destroying their freedom to move somewhere they want to go to. They're having their freedom stripped from them.
Just like any kidnapping and arrest is an act of violence in and of itself.
Correct. Yeah, it doesn't matter if the guy who rolls up in the van punches you in the gut or just sticks a gun in your face.
Well, it matters to me.
Well, I see what you're saying, but they're both violent.
They're both violent.
One is a threat of violence. The other is actual violence.
Yes.
And either way, you're still taking somebody's freedom from them.
Yeah.
So a dozen people.
I just
people,
don't like getting it hit in the gut.
Indeed, a dozen.
But my point of them stealing the other side's words is they saw how it works for the protesters to use the word peaceful, because they are being peaceful. They're like, oh, people are sympathizing. More and more people are sympathizing with the protesters because they're just doing peaceful protests, and we're looking like the bad guys. So now they're stealing those words.
You're saying the police are stealing the word peaceful?
Yeah.
To describe their own actions?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So they arrested a dozen people and towed seven vehicles just after dawn near the Ambassador Bridge. And according to the story here, only a few protesters had remained on Saturday after police had persuaded, quote unquote.
Of course.
Correct. It's coercion. When you're under the threat of violent act, that is a coercive means. But this is mainstream media for you, right? This is how they report on things. To move their pickup trucks and other cars so that they use to block the crossing that sees 25% of all trade between the two countries. In Ottawa, the ranks of protesters swelled to what police said were 4,000 demonstrators on Saturday. There's no way that the video that we were watching was only 4,000 people. What, you had pulled up some video, Bonnie, with like a drone.
In Ottawa, in front of the Parliament Hill? Yeah, that was way more than 4,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at estimating crowds, but 4,000 is definitely on the small side of what this was. I'm going to say it was at least 10,000, maybe tens of thousands.
It was crazy.
That were there.
There was a crane, like, right in the middle of a huge crowd of people.
I think that crane's just sitting there.
Yeah, with the, I think, the Canadian flag on it.
Mm. The city has seen similar expansions on past weekends as loud music played as people milled about downtown where they describe as anti-vaccine demonstrators. Well, they're probably not all anti-vaccine.
Yeah,
they're
some of them have stated, oh, I'm vaccinated, and I think it's a good idea to get vaccinated.
They would be pro-choice.
Yes.
Pro-choice demonstrators.
My body, my choice.
Indeed. You want to weigh in on this, you can join us. The number 603-283-6160, and we'll dig deeper coming up here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon spokesman says Russia is still boosting its military presence on the border with Ukraine.
He continues to give himself more options should he pursue a military path here.
John Kirby telling reporters an invasion could happen at any time with little or no warning. He stressed that a diplomatic path is still available to Russian President Vladimir Putin. And as far as the Pentagon's reaction to China supporting Russia,
we would say that their tacit support, if you will, for Russia is deeply alarming, and frankly even more destabilizing to the security situation in Europe.
The western United States is experiencing the worst mega drought in over a millennium. A mega drought is a prolonged drought that persists for two decades or longer. You're listening to USA Radio News. Nearly 60% of Americans aren't pleased with immigration levels. That's an 8% increase from last year, according to a new Gallup poll. It includes 35% of Americans who would prefer that immigration decrease. Canadian truckers are continuing to protest now for the third week in a row against vaccine mandates, and Canada's Prime Minister is so far refusing to make concessions. Former President Donald Trump on Fox and Friends weighs in on the protest and expresses his support for the truckers.
They're tired of being pushed around by incompetent people, being told what to do, being forced with the mandates. The mandates should have not happened. I mean, I'm very proud of Warp Speed. Everybody has given us credit. Nobody thought it was possible to do what we did. And that includes therapeutics, by the way.
Ontario officials have declared a state of emergency, threatening fines and jail time for the protesting truckers if they keep blocking highways and bridges. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. You can join us here. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy day. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, some people got themselves arrested on the Windsor Bridge, as we're discussing, or the Ambassador Bridge, as it is called, between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, Michigan. That happened on Saturday. We were covering it on Saturday, but the arrests hadn't started by the time we had finished the show, so at least we hadn't heard about them at that point. So just kind of bringing you up to speed right now on the latest from Ottawa, or the Ontario province, where the bulk of the protests have been going on over various different vaccine mandates and other restrictions placed upon the people of Canada. Of course, similar protests, similar freedom convoys are going on elsewhere around the planet. I heard a rumor that there was supposed to be one this weekend starting in California near the Super Bowl, and we had Reed Coverdale on the show, who's a free stater, he's a liberty activist and a professional driver. He came on with us on Saturday night to tell us that he put his ear to the ground and was, you know, talking to other drivers in the U.S. that he knows, going to the various different places where people, you know, in the business have those discussions, and he didn't see anything about a U.S. version of the Freedom Convoy. So is it happening? We don't know. It could be that it's going to just sort of come together like it did up in Canada. I mean, there, I'm sure in the early days people weren't sure if it was real, and then once people started seeing a long line of trucks on the highway going from, you know, west to east, then it started to become real, and then people started joining in. So maybe we will see sort of a grassroots, you know, decentralized start to this thing. I did hear the radio news that we use here at Free Talk Live during the top of the hour. I heard something on their broadcast over the weekend that there was something at, you know, some sort
Brussels?
Of truck, no, in the U.S., some sort of trucker protest was happening outside of the Super Bowl. So I don't know if that was just a one-time event or if they actually are going to head east and end up at Washington, D.C. by, you know, Saturday.
Yeah, it's hard to say because, you know, we don't have that many restrictions at this point that I know of. Or
you mean federally?
Yeah, well, I don't think we have any. Do we have anything going on federally? The
airlines.
Mandates collapsed. Okay, airlines.
Yeah, they're mandating that the airlines do the masks.
Okay.
And the federal gang is mandating that professional drivers have to be vaccinated to cross the border. So there's that.
Yeah, I got invited into a Telegram group that's organizing people in New Hampshire for a truck convoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how real it is or if it's going to happen or anything like that, but I asked in the group, I said, would the truckers be going to the Canadian border? Because that might be kind of cool, like to pull...
To show some solidarity.
Yeah, to support the Canadian truckers, and also just because there's the vaccine mandate for crossing the border, like that seems like the best use of New Hampshire people, but it was kind of ignored. I don't know if it's just a, kind of seems like a conservative movement, like they're just going to drive around with American flags and...
It's just a feel-good thing to do.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know for sure. They don't seem to be really organized.
Yeah, I think you guys make a good point here is... There's not as much to push back against. I mean, so when tyranny is on the rise, then people get incentivized. They get more active. That's why we did see, by the way, in 2021, the most people in 1 year migrated here for the Free State Project than have migrated in any other previous year. So because of the COVID restrictions that were coming up all across the United States in 2020, a bunch of people finally got their butts in gear and said, all right, this is real. This is serious. I need to go somewhere where I'm going to have some backup. I need to go somewhere where there's an actual community of freedom-loving people, and they did. They actually did. And I think we're going to see, I think it's very well possible that 2022 is going to surpass 2021 as far as the number of people migrating here.
Pork Fest sold out faster, didn't it, than 2021?
I think so. Yeah, I think this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival is approaching sellout. It's not there yet. It was. We had Dennis Pratt call in this weekend, and he said it's at 82% sold out.
Mm. Wow.
So if you're thinking about going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you should get your tickets like before the end of this month, I would recommend. Because, like, if you push it to the end of this month, you're probably risking a sellout.
And you can't camp there already, or...
Yeah, the campsites are completely out.
You'd have to stay off-site.
You could... Now, what you could do, Bonnie, is you could contact the people who already have campsites and say, hey, can you fit me in? Mm-hmm. And then... Because usually, these campsites are supposedly only for, like, two tents officially... But usually the campground just looks the other way because...
Yeah, but if it's completely sold out, wouldn't that be, like, causing the bathrooms to block up?
And oh, it's
like
going
to... The bathrooms will block up. That's a given.
They are... Over the recent years, they have brought in extra bathrooms, like the ones that come in on the back of a truck.
Mm-hmm. Porta-potties?
Yeah, not porta-potties, per se, but, like, with showers. Like,
wow.
Nicer.
I've never seen them.
I have not personally gone into them, but I suspect they're actually nicer than like the camp showers that are there. That's my guess. Because I remember there was like Keene, New Hampshire, they had the county fair. They would bring in this air-conditioned mobile bathroom. Now, it didn't have a shower in it, but it had a few stalls, and there was a men's and a ladies' one. And, you know, if it's August in New Hampshire, it's hot. And to be able to actually go in, yeah, you could go in a porta potty, or you could go in this air-conditioned bathroom, which was so much nicer than anything you would ever expect to see at a campground. So I'm guessing it's on the higher level of quality, but again, I haven't used it. So yeah, they bring in those things there. So definitely check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I realize that got us away from what we were talking about here, which is the latest from Ontario.
Are we planning on broadcasting from there?
That's the plan.
Nice.
Yeah. Hopefully I will be able to attend in some sort of
meaningful sense this time around, but in order to be able to actually stay a night there, I'm going to have to be off curfew by that time. So I don't know. We're going to try for it. We'll see how it goes. I know that my probation officer has told me he does want me to be off of the ankle monitor. Just, you know, I've been a good boy, so do I really need this thing?
You are a good boy.
Yeah.
Your ankles are well-behaved.
Yes, apparently. back to the stories here. I've got a bunch of news out of Ontario. What's been going on? The other big news is that they're invoking something called the Emergencies Act for the very first time ever. And this is not...
I don't like the sound of that.
Not good news from CBC. That is the Government Broadcasting Corporation in Canada. So this is the official government propaganda version of this story. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's invoking the Emergencies Act for the first time in Canada's history to give the federal government gang temporary powers to handle ongoing blockades and protests against pandemic restrictions. He told a news conference Monday afternoon, quote, "It is now clear there are serious challenges to law enforcement's ability to effectively enforce the law." And that is an endorsement. Right? Like, if you've got the basically the president, in this case the prime minister of the country, saying our cops can't handle this. Mm-hmm. We've got a bunch of peaceful people with bouncy houses, dance parties, cookouts, campfires, and we can't handle
horror.
It. Yeah. We can't handle it. We need more power, he says. He didn't use those words, but that's what he's saying. He says, quote, "It's no longer a lawful protest at a disagreement over government policy. It is now an illegal occupation. It's time for people to go home."
They live in Canada.
Correct.
An illegal occupation.
Trudeau says the measures will be geographically targeted and, quote, "reasonable and proportionate to the threats that they are meant to address."
Wow.
What
How are they
threats?
Being threatened? Yeah.
Yeah, what threats?
Bouncy houses.
Yeah.
They can't go do their job in the parliament with all the honking? That's the threat?
Actually, they stopped the honking, is my understanding.
There was a judge's order, a threat, that came out that largely did stop the bulk of the honking, as I understand it. And in other news, which we might get to, the truckers apparently have come to some sort of an agreement with the mayor of Ottawa. We'll talk about what that involves on the way here. Some interesting developments. The number is 603-283-6160. But more about this so-called Emergencies Act. What exactly is going to happen here? Are we talking about martial law? Because that's what people are calling this. Is that what's coming? It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live phones are open. If you want to join us, you can do that. The number here is 603-283-6160. Your thoughts are welcome. We're talking about the continuing protests, the Freedom Convoy that has been going on now. It's entering into its third week in Ottawa, Canada, which is the capital city of the entire country, and it's in the Ontario province there. And we're just kind of giving you updates on what's been going on, because once you outnumber the state, once your protesters outnumber the potential response from armed thugs, meaning the police, then you have the upper hand. And everything changes as far as how the situation is going to play out. Because if you don't have the numbers, they're just going to come in and they're going to crush you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be over within hours. But these guys and these ladies, these families that have been there for weeks now, are relatively unmolested in the center of Ottawa there by the Parliament building, because they have what it takes. They have the willingness to be there in the first place, because it is risky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you show up and you block the streets, basically. Now, to be fair, they're not blocking the whole streets. They're blocking, like, 3 out of 4 lanes of traffic. So there's still room for an ambulance or a fire truck or something to come in there if there's some sort of an emergency where they're needed.
Or even a scurvy bureaucrat.
Unfortunately, yeah. and the police are around. You know, so I've seen some
stealing
footage.
Gas cans.
They've escalated recently. They have started to harass people that are especially on the outskirts, but also anybody carrying gas cans in the city. So the protesters, as a result of that, started carrying around empty gas cans and gas cans full of water, which is a brilliant counter response.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the fact is they've got enough people. They've got enough protesters down there. They've got enough people willing to take the risk of potential arrest, potential ticketing, and potential targeting later on. Because even if they don't arrest you right now, you can better believe they're copying down license plate numbers.
and they're doing the research to find out whose cars are there, and then they're going to come after those people after they finally go home, and then they can go to their home where they're not surrounded by their friends and their, you know, supporters, and then quietly arrest them.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons, really, the protesters are in a position where they can't leave until they have negotiated with the government, because one of the things they need to do before they go anyplace and while they have the power is negotiate amnesty.
For the fact that they were there, you mean?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. That's how every king in history, when there have been rebellions, one of the things that they've had to do is offer amnesty to the rebels in order to end it. Because once you're in open rebellion against the king, you've got nothing left to lose.
It'd be better if they just got fined once they went home. Say they go home and then they get a letter in the mail saying they're being fined for being there. It'd be better if they got fined and then just refused to pay the fine, but I'm sure you couldn't get all of them to do that.
I mean, the problem is the fine would probably be attached to their driver's license, and if these are professional drivers, they can't let anything happen to their driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And they have talked about, as a potential punishment, suspending people's driving privileges, so-called.
Yeah.
So,
at which point, if they do that, then I think we should probably buy a mailing list from the Canadian Truckers Association and send out a big Free State Project mailing.
That's a great idea.
To say, hey, you can drive a truck down here.
Come on down.
Well, if it's even legal for them to get here, right?
That's
really hard.
Part of the problem, yeah. Now there's a vaccine mandate for professionals coming across the border into the United States.
And to immigrate at all is just really hard.
Yeah, immigration is no easy thing.
Is it hard from Canada?
It's probably still not easy. I mean, immigration process in the U.S. is a pain in the ass.
I know somebody who's a dual citizen, American and Canadian, and they just got married to a Canadian, but they want to move to the U.S., and it's still going to be like a 2-year process,
wow,
even though he's like a citizen.
And what's it cost?
I don't know.
Probably thousands.
Hmm.
Well, if you're a lady trucker up there in Canada and you're listening, I'm single. But you got to be a tough lady trucker.
You can't be a lady trucker without being tough, right?
Like, yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's a rough job in a lot of ways, especially in Canada where it's cold a lot of time.
Yeah.
The unprecedented deployment of the Emergencies Act. So they're saying this is the first time ever the so-called Emergencies Act has been enacted, and it gives the police more quote-unquote tools to restore order in places where public assemblies constitute illegal and dangerous activities. Again, they're suggesting here that there are so-called threats. Trudeau said in his statement that the threats are present and the police need to respond to threats.
Well, there have been a lot of threats, all of them issued by Trudeau and his gang members.
There have also been some people who have threatened the protesters from the other political side that, you know, they just hate these people. They, on one hand, act like they care about the working class, but then when the working class shows up in large numbers and actually does go on strike, oh, well, then all of a sudden it's a problem.
The people are revolting. You don't look so good yourself.
Trudeau said he will also enable the RCMP, that's the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, to enforce municipal bylaws and provincial offenses where required. So he's basically going to allow their equivalent of the FBI to enforce local rules in Ottawa.
I went to Justin Trudeau's Twitter to see if he has said anything new about it. And he said his first tweet from a minute ago, he just says that they're going to be enacting the Emergencies Act, and then he says, to be clear, this is about keeping Canadians safe and protecting people's jobs. We cannot and will not allow illegal and dangerous activities to continue.
Wow.
The danger here appears to only be to their legitimacy.
And they seem to be mostly protecting their ability to take away people's jobs, not the ability of people to do their jobs.
I didn't read word for word what he said there, but his reasoning for enacting the Emergencies Act is that the police are unable to enforce law right now.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could. They could go down there and start making arrests. And odds are good they would not be tackled by these people because they do seem to be fairly peaceful. This movement does appear to be committed.
And they're in Canada, so they're probably not well armed.
That's probably true as well.
Sadly.
And they're very, very nice people there in Canada. But, you know, I don't think that they would have that problem, but they're still, like, they're still afraid to do so because of the numbers. So even though they may not be well armed, they are well numbered. And, and that does make a difference. And somebody in the chat room did reference that as well, saying that you
and the traditional purpose of civil disobedience, I mean, Gandhi's civil disobedience, Martin Luther King's civil disobedience, was really designed to force their opponents to overreact so that they could then capitalize on that overreaction.
Correct.
Because the British did not like to see the footage of
the people,
the people just being clubbed silly by the British army up against unarmed people beating them with clubs.
Right.
So
they just wanted to get some salt.
Yeah, and they were assaulted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, though. I mean, that is the point of civil disobedience, is to put the state into a position in which it has bad choices on both ends, meaning that on one hand...
It either exposes itself
or
it acquiesces.
Yeah, it either shows itself for the violence that is inherent in the system, makes that...
Come and see the violence inherent in the system. Yeah. Help, help, I'm being oppressed.
It makes it crystal clear that there's violence and that they're willing to use that violence. In this case, it would be against people in a bouncy house, you know, or people with their families in the streets or whatever, that they would be willing to use violence in that case. Or it shows that they are not willing to enforce the so-called law. So they're either impotent or they're crazy violent. It's one or the other. You put them in that position.
Maybe both.
You put them in that position with the act of civil disobedience. So kudos to these people who are, you know, ballsy and in the streets, and they're just having a good old time. They're throwing, you know, parties, and they're cooking out, and they're networking and meeting new people, and it looks like it's a blast. I wish we could be there.
Also, kudos to them for, I mean, not going and getting violent or letting people change the protest to be something about something. So, like, they just got rid of all the racists and stuff like that. Because that was another thing Gandhi was serious about, was he didn't even like cussing.
Gandhi was a racist.
Oh, well, he didn't even like cussing. He didn't want people to make his protest look like they're the bad guys.
That's true. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour two is now.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.